Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I always love talking about good things because, boy, you know, these stories are hard to come by. So, South African biopharmaceutical company BioVac, they've launched a clinical trial of its oral cholera vaccine. And this is after receiving approval from SAHPRA, which is the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. I really thought this is wonderful to discuss. So we've asked Professor Glenda Gray, who many of you are familiar with, the Chief Scientist Officer at the South African Medical Research Council. A very good evening, Prof. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Camilla, and good morning. Good evening.
It's okay. It's been a long day. You are calling this a historic landmark. I mean, talk to us about how significant this moment is.
So it is significant. So for three reasons. Okay. So one, 1 billion people at a global level are at risk of getting cholera. So that's the first thing. Mm. Two, we only have one cholera vaccine available at a global level. Mm. And three, this is the first vaccine that Africa has made end-to-end forever.
Yeah.
So maybe in 50 years, we put a couple of ingredients together and made a vaccine. But this is the first time from what we call from the flask.
Mm.
So technology got transferred to South Africa. South Africa had to decipher it, and they had to make a cholera vaccine from the beginning to the end. And so what we've got here is a vaccine which we are about to test to make sure that it is as good as the vaccine that's available and that can be used for global procurement.
Mm.
So it's a very exciting thing because, first of all, it's a high-priority vaccine.
Yeah.
And Africa is making it. And making it available not only to Africa but to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we need, so the reason why do we need a cholera vaccine is because as we have climate change, natural floods, disasters, droughts, people get displaced from having access to clean water.
Mm.
And so they then get susceptible to things like cholera. So having a vaccine that can prevent and treat cholera is a great feat for us in South Africa, and to offer that to the rest of the world is an amazing gift.
So we're now at the point where they're launching clinical trials. How many participants are we looking at here, and how long will the clinical trial be for?
So we hope the clinical trial will be for a year. So what we have to do, so because this is our first vaccine that's been made, we have to compare it to the vaccine that's already available at a global level. And we start off with adults, and the first thing we do is we make sure that this vaccine is safe in adults, and then we step down and give the vaccine to 7 to 17-year-olds, and then once we know it's safe in that area, we give it to children from 1 to 7, because children from 1 to 7 need the vaccine. Children who are 1 year old are more at risk of dying from cholera.
Mm.
So the quicker we get down to young children, the better. So this is a stepwise approach because obviously safety is the most important thing. And then after we've confirmed safety, we also want to make sure that our vaccine has the same kind of immune response as the vaccine that is globally available at the moment.
Mm.
So this is a stepwise approach that establishes both safety and the fact that our vaccine is non-inferior to the vaccine that's available at a global level.
I see that BioVac received most of its funding from, you know, outside the country. And I want to speak to this because we've seen how that money has been drying up now slowly but surely. Where we are, you know, politically, is there a risk to that money not, you know, continuing to come through because the things are tricky at the moment?
So BioVac has got a good track record of doing good, robust, what we call tech transfer. And so they've already established a good track record about being a company that can deliver high-quality vaccines. And so when you're a company in this level, you do get funding. So they did receive funding from the Gates Foundation, from Wellcome, and from our own government, from the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation, and as well as support through the Department of Health. So there is both public and private funding for BioVac, and also huge government support over the years from its inception. So this is a company that has shown over the years that they are reputable and can produce good quality vaccines. And so when you're a company like this, it makes it very easy for philanthropy and other development agencies to fund a company like BioVac.
Do we think it's going to be affordable, the vaccine?
It is going to be affordable. So first of all, when you get funding from people like the Gates Foundation and Wellcome, the first thing that you have to sign is that, first of all, your vaccine will be globally accessible and affordable. And that's the reason why one would invest in making sure that the vaccine is transferred to, you know, the tech transfer happens to BioVac. So there is an obligation to make sure that this vaccine is affordable and globally available. So that's the first thing that you have to promise to when you do something like this.
Prof, I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening. Professor Glenda Gray, who is a Chief Scientist Officer at South African Medical Research Council. Very, very good news. We're looking forward to the outcomes of the trials. But by all accounts, this is really, really wonderful that we have produced a vaccine, as she said, from the flask to the very end to where we are right now. Absolutely fantastic news.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.